Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Always Pray. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Forgiveness is not optional. If you want to have a successful prayer life, get prayers that are answered, if you want to be successful in faith, you must forgive. Have to. It's not optional. Sometimes people have said, well, I've tried, Brother Keith, but I tried to, but then I get to thinking about how that old heifer did me, and I just get so mad. See, you think forgiveness is based on feelings, and it is not. You forgive by faith. And notice the language, debts and debtors. You forgive anybody that's done anything wrong against you like you would forgive a debt, like you would release a debt. If somebody owed you money, could you release that debt? No matter how you felt, could you say, you know that $500 you owe me? Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you, but listen, forget about it. You don't owe me that anymore. I'm releasing you from that obligation. Well, if day after tomorrow, you got a bill that comes up and it's $500, and you think, man, I could have used that $500. Does that mean their debt is not forgiven? No matter how you feel, you did it. Come on, can you see this? And that's how you forgive people of whatever they said or did against you, or even if you just perceived, you thought they did. You forgive, like paperwork, you say, Father, I forgive them of whatever they did against me. In your mind, tear up the paper and say, they owe me nothing. They don't owe me an apology, an explanation, anything. I release them. Now, no matter if the enemy brings back and tries to rehearse what they did to you that night or the next day, you say, it doesn't matter. I have already forgiven. Doesn't matter how I feel or what kind of memories I may have, I have forgiven them. I release them. Yeah. Do you see that? Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Injustice and sinning against is compared to debt. And you know, it's just being foolish to act like you never missed it.
Right.
Holding something against somebody, acting like you never did anything like that. If we forgive, He forgives. Keep going. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus, you know, was led into the temptation, led into the wilderness, where He was tempted. God didn't tempt Him. The devil tempted Him. But He was led into that situation where He was tempted. And now Jesus is telling us, and this is experience speaking, He said, go ahead and ask for this. Lord, lead us not into temptation. Away from, temptation's a very big deal. Very big issue. The enemy's always trying to, you know, lure you down the wrong path. And you can say, Father, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. Is this a good thing to pray?
Yes.
This is what you should pray. This is how we ought to pray. Back it up. We didn't pray the other part. Back it up to verse 12. Let's pray it out loud and say, Father, forgive me,
my debts.
As I forgive my debtors. I forgive. Come on now, some folks need to do this, and everybody needs to do it, but there's some that have been holding out on this. Close your eyes, say out loud, no matter what they did to me,
I refuse
to hold a grudge
and not forgive.
I can do it
by faith.
I release them
from all obligation
concerning that thing They owe me nothing.
They owe me nothing.
No explanation.
No explanation.
No apology.
No apology.
By choice.
By choice.
I forgive them.
I forgive them.
I release it.
I release
and I ask you, Father,
and I ask you, Father,
to forgive them.
To forgive.
And don't hold that sin,
against them.
In Jesus' name I ask it. Hallelujah. Praise God. This will remove any hindrances from your spirit and your confidence and your faith in these prayers that you're praying. Hallelujah. And if you get into it with somebody tomorrow, you know what to do. Right? Don't hold it. Don't hold it. Verse 13, say this out loud. Lead me not into temptation. Deliver me from evil. Now, we have to follow His leadings, right? When He checks us, don't do that. Don't get involved in that. Don't go in there. Don't participate with that. A check will come up. He's endeavoring to answer your prayer and deliver you from this. But you can override Him. You can ignore Him and just waltz right in. But we've asked Him, and you keep praying along this line as days go by, He will have more of a right and access to just, how many, if you're really about to mess up, would you like the Lord to almost just arrest you in your place and just, I mean, just move on you to such a degree that you go, whoa, 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 what's that, what's that? I think I better turn around and go another way. He's leading us not into temptation, but helping us to get away from it to deliver us from evil. When you experience that kind of situation, don't play with it. Don't toy with it. Don't talk about it. Get out of there. Get out of there. Remember what happened with Joseph? When Potiphar's wife was coming on so strong? What'd he do? He ran out of his jacket. She was putting the moves on him, and the next thing you know, she's holding an empty jacket. Where did he go? And there's a trail of dust outside the front door. How many know there comes a time where it ain't time to talk? It ain't time to talk. It ain't time to reason. It's time to motor. It's time to, right? It's time to move. Get yourself out of there. Now. Now, especially if you've been delivered from alcoholism, you've been delivered from drugs, come on, y'all with me, you've been delivered from some kind of sin and perversion, and you find yourself around some of it, or close to it, and some of those old feelings pulling on you, come on, y'all listening, what do you do? Help me out. What do you do? Move. Do not. People say, well, this, and explain to me why you can't do it. No, I can't explain. I got, boom, you're gone. You're gone. Joseph ran out of his coat. Pray it again. Lord, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. Now notice how this winds up. Notice the next thing. How does it wind up? For what? Right after we talked about Him and His greatness, we prayed about the kingdom. And now, just a few verses later, what are we doing? We're talking about the kingdom. Why? Because that's what's important to God. You and I, our being born again is the advancing of the kingdom. We just saw the kingdom expanded to a remote island in the South Pacific. God's dominion has increased. Hallelujah. Yeah, it's His. He made it. But it's not His in the fact of men yielding to Him. That's going to change. Oh, but does it please Him? Do the angels rejoice when somebody says, God, I want Your dominion to come over me. I want to be included in the Your rule and Your reign. I bow my knee. I submit myself to the Lordship of Jesus, the King's dominion, the reign of God increased. Expanded. Is that the big thing? Is that the big thing we ought to be thinking about?
Yes.
It's so easy to get caught up in the mundane things of life and get so caught up in soccer season Right? Get so caught up in meeting our quotas for the month or whatever the case might be. And next month is something else to get caught up in. And next month is something else to get caught up in. And months turn into years, turn into decades. And you've lived a life like a non-believer who's not aware of the big things that are happening in the earth. What's big to God? Should we care what's big to God?
Yes.
We should care what's big to Him. What's big to Him? Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let's get some more heaven down here happening on the earth. Let's get some more God influence. Man, this place needs some God influence. How many of this place needs some cleaning up, right? Let's get some more God in this dark place. And then he ends by saying, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Come on, stand up please and lift up your hands and say this out loud. Oh, thank you, Lord, for teaching us to pray. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us what to pray for, how to pray as we ought. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Back up to verse 9. Let's pray this prayer sincerely, heartfelt. Said out loud, my Father, who is in heaven, hallowed, holy, be your name. Hallelujah. I reverence you. Said out loud, your kingdom come.
Your will be done.
In earth
as it is
in heaven.
Give us this day
our daily bread. We believe we receive it.
We thank you for it.
And forgive us our debts.
Our sins.
Our trespasses.
Our mistakes.
And we willingly forgive others of their sins, their mistakes, their trespasses against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For yours is the kingdom. Yours is all the power. Yours is the glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Always Pray, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me